Zondervan presents Boundaries in Dating, How Healthy Choices Grow Healthy Relationships by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. Read by Jonathan Peterson. Why Dating? A few years back, I was doing a seminar for singles in the Midwest when the question came from the floor, Dr. Cloud, what is the biblical position on dating? At first, I thought I had misheard the question, so I asked the woman to repeat it, and the question came out the same as the first time. What do you mean, the biblical position? I asked. Well, do you think that dating is a biblical thing to do? The woman explained. Once I heard her question, I thought she was kidding, but I soon realized she was not. I had heard people ask about the biblical position on capital punishment or euthanasia, but never on dating. I don't think the Bible gives a position on dating, I said. Dating is an activity that people do, and as with a lot of other things, the Bible does not talk about it. What the Bible does talk about is being a loving, honest, growing person in whatever you do. So, I would have to say that the biblical position on dating has much more to do with the person you are and are becoming than whether or not you date. The biblical position on dating would be to date in a holy way. In fact, God grows people up through dating relationships in the same way that He grows them up in many other life activities. The question is not whether or not you are dating. The questions are more along the lines of who are you in your dating and who are you becoming in your dating? What is the fruit of your dating for you and for the people that you date? How are you treating them? What are you learning? And a host of other issues that the Bible is very clear about. It's mainly about your character growth.